I worship the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Das, Sri Jiva, and Gopal Bhatta. They're always engaged in singing Krishna's name, beauty, qualities, pastimes, and dancing in the mood of the sweetness of Krishna's leelas. The Sad Goswamis are the embodiments of the nectar ocean of divine love, Premamrit Samudra Sarup. The Goswamis are accepted and respected by learned and ignorant persons, dear and nadir, and their activities endear them to all because they hold no envy toward anyone. Mahaprabhu has fully blessed them with his mercy. The Goswamis can spread sweet nectar of bhakti to diminish the burden of sinful life on the earth. I offer prayers to the six Goswamis, because they are expert, nipun, in extracting the essence of all the revealed scriptures, shastra vichara, with the aim of establishing the jiva in his eternal position of performing pure devotion, shuddha bhakti rupa paramadharma. Their activities bring auspiciousness, hita karano, and supreme benefit to all. The Goswamis are worthy of worship throughout the three worlds, Tri Bhuvani Manyo. They are to be respected by the three worlds, Bhur Bhuvaswa. The Goswamis are especially affectionate to those who take shelter of them. Sharan, Sharan Karo, Goswami Sharan. And they are so much absorbed in the Radhagovinda Seva, they become like mad bees intoxicated by the honey of the divine couple's lotus feet. Radha Krishna Pad, Aravinda, Bhajanananda, Matali, Aliko. Aliko means bumblebee, honeybee, and Mata means mad. They become mad by the bliss of bhajan. Their bhajan is dedicated to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna bhajan, and they become mad. Mata, Aliko. Aliko means bumblebee, honeybee. Mad bees, drinking the honey of the nectar, the honey nectar from the lotus. They become mad by drinking the honey nectar from the lotus of Radha Krishna's feet. And the way they drink, the way they get access to this nectar, the way they can obtain this nectar is by bhajan, bhajananandi. They're bhajananandi sadhus. They're absorbed in the bliss of nirjan bhajan, solitary bhajan, bhajananandena malito. A very beautiful translation. I offer pranam to the six Goswamis who have such deep faith and love for Sri Gauranga. Vido Shraddha. Vido. And they're always glorifying Mahaprabhu and Govinda's qualities. Gauranga, Sri Gauranga Guna. Guna Anuvarnana. And songs which create a cooling rain shower for the conditioned souls burning up in the miseries and sinful activities. Cooling rain shower. That's Anandambudi Vardhanaika. Then the purified jivas can enter the ever-increasing ocean of divine bliss, Anandambudi. As the jivas experience the bliss, the world becomes auspicious. They rescue the jivas from the impersonal liberation by pouring upon them the nectar of bhakti ras. The six Goswamis gave up their insignificant position in aristocracy and adopted the clothes of renunciation. Tyaktva Turnama Shesha Mandala. The Mandala Pati. The Mandala Pati means the circle of arrogance. Mandala Pati Shrenim. Tuchavat. It's a very interesting Sanskrit word. Tuchavat. Even when you, it's called anamayapiya. When you pronounce this word, it sounds like what it means. Tuchavat means insignificant. Ta, tu, ta, 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 ta. You say something, ta, ta. It means insignificant. Trifling, insignificant, meaningless. Tuchavat. Tuchavat means possessing the quality of tucha. Tuchavan, like Bhagavan, means possessing. So Vat means possessing Tucha, the Tucha quality. Tucha. Ah, what is this? Wealth, aristocracy, prestige, money. Ah, ah. Tuchavat. This word means that. The Mangala Pati Shrenim. Tyaktva Turna Mashesha. They reject it. They renounce it. It's all this Mandala Pati Shreni. It's all insignificant. Then they took on Kopa and Kanta. Ashito. They took shelter of Kopin and Kanta. Kanta means a quilt. You find some old cloth here and there and you cut it up in squares and sew it together and you make a kambal. Some type of makeshift chadar. It's called a kanta. And kopin is simply two pieces of cloth. Rip them and cover the private parts. Kopin kanta ashrito. Karunaya. Bhutva dina ganesh ako karunya. Out of extreme mercy. Karun. For the conditioned souls, they humbly wore nothing. But they were submerged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love. Gopi bhava rasa. Gopi bhava rasa. Amrit. Rasa amrit. Abdi. Ocean. Lahari. Waves. Kalola magno. They were submerged. Kalola. They were swimming and diving and submerged. Again and again, experiencing the towering waves of Ananda rising up in their hearts. Gopi bhava rasa. Rasa Amrit Abdi Lahari Kalola Magna Muhur. I pray the Goswamis, they're always engaged in Radha Krishna Bhajan. Radha Krishna Hara Nisham. Ahara means day and night. Prabhajato. Very powerful bhajan. Very strong and fixed bhajan. Prabhajato. Jivartha, why they did this, why they were so deep into their bhajan, for the benefit of the jivas, artha, to give some benefit to the jivas. They're engaged in worshipping Radha Krishna in the transcendental land of Vrindavan, Vrindavane, Radha Krishna, Harinisham. And what is this land of Vrindavan? What is the speciality? What is the beauty of it? Well, it has Kujat and Kokil, and Hamsa and Saras. Saras is a type of crane. It's a crane with long legs and like a stork brings the babies. Saras. A saras is a type of crane, big bird, like they carries babies in cartoons. Ganakirne, Mayur. Mayurakule. Akule means, in relation to birds, Mayur means peacock, but akule means flocks. Flocks of, lots of, group of. Like cool. Lots of birds, all kinds of birds like this. Kujat, Kokilahams, Swan, and Saras. And then Nana Ratnini Badamula. At the root of the trees there are various jewels. Nivada. Shriyukta Vrindavane. It says there are swans and cuckoos, parrots, peacocks, and other birds who are always calling out their sweet songs. They're gone. The bird gone. Bird gone, Akirne. The very splendid trees are full of fruits and flowers, and they have all valuable jewels under the roots. Day and night, the Goswamis are doing their bhajan in Vrindavan, and bestowing upon jivas the highest benediction of life in the form of bhakti, jivarto. Sankhya purvakanama gana natibi kalavasan nikrito. They passed all their time in counting the name, counting and singing songs. Gan, it says, nam gan, sing songs and stotrams, offering dandavat pranams, nati. Nati means dandavat. And this way they humbly fulfilled their vow to complete a fixed number of daily dandavats and fixed number of bhajans and stotrams and a fixed number of nam. And this way they utilized their valuable lives and thus they conquered over vijato. They are completely victorious over the impulses of eating and sleeping. Nidra and Ahara. Nidra is sleeping and Ahara is eating. And Vihara is enjoying pleasure. Kadi, beginning with these things, they were completely conquered these things. always seeing themselves as completely dina, chatyanta dina, worthless, fallen, low. They became enchanted in divine rapture by remembering Radha Krishna's sweet qualities. That's a nice translation. They became enchanted in divine rapture. That means samohito. Radha Krishna Guna Smriti. They were engaged in Guna Smaran, Leela Smaran, Guna Smaran, Rup Smaran, and Guna Kirtan, Leela Kirtan, and chanting and hearing about the qualities of Radha and Krishna. They were always remembering. And this Madhurima, this is blissful. And that bliss, that sweet bliss, that sweet taste and sweet bliss that was rising in their hearts from remembering the qualities and pastimes of Radha and Krishna, it drove them mad. They became completely bewildered. Sammohi, sammoha. Sam means completely, fully, totally mo. Sammohita. They became, as it says here, enchanted. Sammohita. Totally bewildered, overwhelmed. Relishing this sweet, sweet bliss of remembering Radha and Krishna. And where did they do all these things? In Radhakund, on the Tata, on the banks of Radhakund, and sometimes on the banks of the Jamuna, sometimes in Vamshivat. They're wandering here and there, in Unmad, in the madness of prema and separation. They were going to the banks of Radhakund sometimes, intoxicated in Krishna prema, they're overwhelmed in bhav, and jubilantly sang of Hari's most sublime and brilliant Madhurya Ras. Gayantot Harergun Harigun Varam Bhava Abhimudha Pramato Pramato Sada Ashesha Dashaya Grasto Premunmad Pramato. Mata means mad, intoxicated. Prakrishnarena Pramato means, Prakrishnarena means excessively, exceedingly intoxicated, mata. They were sada, always exceedingly and excessively intoxicated and maddened by this prema, this called viraha prema, this love and separation. And in that madness, they would sing. In that madness and that overwhelming, that viraha bhava and that separation from Radha and Krishna, they would sing of Krishna's Madhurya Leela. And then what would they sing? This is what they would sing. They would cry out. This is called Vilap. This prayer is called Vilap. And this is what they would sing in this mood of viraha bhava and separation. It was, Hey Radhe! Hey Radhe! Hey Krishna! Hey Shyam! Hey Vrajadevi! Hey Vrajadevi! Oh Devis! Oh damsels of Vraj! Oh Radha! Hey, 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 where are you? Alas, alas, hey! This is their Gayanta. It says, Gayanto cha kada harer. They were singing. Kada means where. When will I see you? Where will I see you? I am doing vandana. It says vande rupam, vandana, prayers. I'm offering prayers to the six Goswamis who are always calling out, Oh Radhe, Oh Queen of Vrindavan. Kutaha, 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 kahan, kahan. Where are you? Where are you? Kotai. Kotai go prema mai, Radhe Radhe. Kotai go prema mai, Radhe Radhe. Where are you, O Lalita, O son of Nanda Maharaj? Where are you? Are you seated under the cup of riksha trees of Govardhan? Are you roaming in the forest on the bank of the Kalindi? They were always lamenting. It's called Vilap. Vilap Kusamanjali. This is a prayer. We said in the previous number 7 that they were singing Gayantu Chakadahare Gunavaram. They were singing the Pramato, Pramato Sada, Prakrishnarena Mat. They were excessively mad, always mad, mad. Where, how, where, when, how, where, when, how, where, when, how. Where will I find you? When will I meet you? How will I find you? Where are you? This is their mood. They're always lamenting, vilap, overwhelmed and burning in feelings of great separation as they wandered throughout Brajmandal. Goshanta Vati Sarvad Sato, Vajapuri, Vajapur, Vajapur, Mahavival. Vival means overwhelmed, disturbed. Maha means greatly. Mahavival. Roshantaviti Sarvato Vrajapuri. Govardhan Kopa. I wish of filling trees in Govardhan.